In the end, you will have the opportunity to judge the state's key witnesses and to deliver a just verdict. What I'm asking you to do is just that. Judge what they bring up on the witness stand and then deliver your just verdict. Thank you.
Did you catch the word grandiose on page 27? Asa Briggs, the lawyer, uses it to attack the prosecutor's opening statement. Grandiose means exaggerated or making something seem more important than it really is. So he's saying that the prosecution is exaggerating its case. Just to review, both Steve Harmon and James King are on trial. Kathy O'Brien is Steve's lawyer, and Asa Briggs is James King's lawyer. And Sandra Petrocelli is prosecuting both Steve and King. As the trial goes on, we'll have to keep these people and their roles straight. And in a way, we've got a role too. So far, the author isn't telling us what really happened. We're sort of jury members ourselves, listening to the arguments, facts, and witnesses, and making our own conclusions about what happened. Let's continue reading where we left off. We're on page 28 near the top, where it says, "Cut to witness stand."
Cut to witness stand. Jose Delgado is on the stand. He is young, very well built, and articulate. Jose, I'm on until 9. The store closes at 9. So in the afternoon, I either go home and grab a bite or go out for Chinese. That night, I went out for Chinese. Usually, I get something and eat it in the back. When I went out, everything was okay. Petrocelli, what time did you leave the drugstore? Jose, 4:30, maybe 4:35 at the latest. Petrocelli, and what did you discover on your return? Jose, at first, I didn't see anything, which I knew was weird because Mr. Nesbitt wouldn't leave the place empty. I went around behind the counter, and I saw Mr. Nesbitt on the floor. There was blood everywhere, and the cash register was open. A lot of cigarettes were missing, too. Maybe 5 cartons.
Who is Jose Delgado again? Let's flip back to page 10. He found the body, it says. I'm thinking that Jose was an employee at the drugstore, and he returned from a break and found Mr. Nesbitt's dead body. Let's keep reading in the middle of page 29, when Petrocelli asks, and did you call the police?
Petrocelli, and did you call the police? Jose, yeah, but I knew Mr. Nesbitt was dead. Petrocelli, Mr. Delgado, are you familiar with the so-called martial arts? Jose, that's my hobby. I have a black belt in karate.